Good afternoon to all you beautiful people out there in the Booniverse. I hope this day finds you all very well. I am currently out for an afternoon constitutional. I don't know why. I guess maybe I'm a glutton for punishment. But I decided that for some reason I needed to get some fresh air and go for a walk to sweep away the cobwebs. So here I am, outside on a blummin' cold afternoon. Boy howdy, when the weatherman said it was going to be cold this morning, he was not whistling Dixie. It's currently minus 18 Celsius out here, which, taking the wind chill into consideration, is more like minus 28. Before I go on, I should say a big thank you to those people who have recently decided to follow me. You probably didn't know what you would be in for. honestly, thank you very much, and I hope that you enjoy what you hear from me. I do have a tendency to be rather quirky and silly at times, but I also have my serious contemplative moments. Well, the past few days have been rather quiet and uneventful for me, although last night I did have a very productive search committee meeting at my church. It's actually getting quite exciting because we're down to only a couple of candidates on our shortlist. In fact, we are so impressed with one particular gentleman that we have gone forward with the process of arranging an interview. So that will happen in a couple of weeks' time. There's not a whole lot I can say here because of reasons of confidentiality. I sincerely doubt that anybody from my church would ever listen to these boos, but one never knows. Suffice it to say that a couple of people went to hear him preach and came back with some very positive feedback. Also, we've all listened to sermons online that he posted and read some of his written sermons. Sorry, I have to get out of these people's way. Oh my life! What a huge lorry. So yes, we all think this guy is wonderful and that he has an incredibly deep knowledge of the Bible. He ought to. He's got an amazing education. Like I said, not a whole lot I can go into here right now, but I'm really looking forward to meeting him. Now, having said that, I am trying not to get my hopes up too high and trying not to get too far ahead of the process because the interview could raise some red flags, and we may decide that we don't like him as much as we thought we would. So we should just have to see how things go. I tried to make macaroni and cheese on Sunday evening, but I used a cheese sauce mix that I will not buy again. I thought I would like it, because it was Clubhouse, and I've tried other Clubhouse products and been quite satisfied. But although I put in the recommended amount of milk, it was too thin, and it tasted rather gluey. So I won't be buying that one again. I haven't worked on my story since, I think, Sunday night, but I will get back to it. Oh, speaking of which, I showed my friend Kim the first 7 chapters because I was curious to know what she thought and whether she thought I should proceed with it. And she must have liked it because she ended up dreaming last night about a couple of my characters. So in this story, I have this female protagonist called Claire Allen who gets a letter from some solicitors in England informing her that her great aunt over there has died, and that Claire has been left a cottage in the Cotswolds. So she goes to England to investigate and ends up on various adventures. She decides to stay there. And then she gets hired to look after this rather decrepit major, Charles Willoughby Brandon, who was wounded in Afghanistan. And he's kind of a crotchety bastard, at least at the moment, because he's in so much pain, but Claire finds out later that he's not quite so bad. Anyhow, Kim dreamed that she was in this Thorntree cottage with Claire and Charles. Charles is a huge classical music enthusiast, as is Kim, so they got talking in her dream about the music they liked, and he was actually very nice to her, possibly because they were both fans of the same genre of music. And then Claire came in, and Claire was a lot of fun, according to Kim, and they had a good conversation. But then Charles got rather annoyed at them because they were talking too loudly. That's really funny because it's something I can totally picture Charles doing. So then they all three decided to go and visit the vicar, Robert Honeychurch, and I think that was Claire's idea, which again is something I can picture her doing. So it's actually rather gratifying to me that Kim went for this subconscious junketing in a realm of my creation. Oh wow, okay, it's getting really windy. I think I have to go inside now. My left hand, which is the one holding the Olympus, is actually getting numb. I should be wearing gloves. Don't ask why I'm not. I don't know myself. The thing is, I don't wear gloves. I never have worn gloves. When I was a kid, I wanted to, but my dad would always say, "Well, you'll just have to tough it out. I don't wear gloves, and neither should you. You don't need them." I do have a pair of gloves somewhere. I just never think to put them on. Speaking of my dad, I am firmly convinced that he is trying to turn me into a rabbit, because the bag of carrots that he gave me is huge, and I still have to use some of them up, so I think I'll be having carrots again for dinner. I've got that Alan Sherman song, "You're Beginning to Be a Rabbit With Me," stuck in my head now. It's a parody of "You're Beginning to Be a Habit With Me." I'll have to go and find it and play it. Oh, here's another patch of thick snow. Ugh, I don't like all this salt and sand on the roads and sidewalks, because it's really quite hard on the shoes, although I do understand its purpose. I mean, one would not want to have any accidents, after all. Phew, I'm finally home. Nice to get in and get warm. I think I'll have some tea or a hot chocolate.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. A little brisk out there, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, is it ever? Now we have the adventure of trying to find the right key.